I remember the devotion of your youth. How as a bride you loved me and followed me through the desert, through a land not sown. When my people woke in the morning, they reached out for me and didn't flinch from standing firm for me. But now worthless things are prized and tyrants reign. What fault did your fathers find in me that they strayed so far away? I brought you into a fertile land to eat its fruit, but you came and defiled my land. Has there ever been anything like this? Has a nation ever changed its gods, yet they're not gods at all? My people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols and become worthless themselves. Therefore I bring charges against you and against your children's children. Be appalled at this, heavens, and shudder with great horror. My people have torn off their yoke and committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Why go to Egypt to drink water from the Sheol, and to Assyria to drink water from the river? Your wickedness will punish you, your backsliding rebuke you, and you will see how bitter it is to forsake the Lord your God. Does a maiden forget her jewellery, a bride her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. You have turned your backs on me and not your faces. Where then are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come if they can save you when you're in trouble. For you have as many gods as towns, and I will pass judgment on you because you say, I've not sinned. You will be disappointed by Egypt as you were by Assyria, and therefore the showers have been withheld and no spring rains have fallen. Return, faithless people. I will frown on you no longer. Only acknowledge your guilt. You've rebelled against the Lord your God and scattered your favours to foreign gods under every spreading tree. How gladly would I treat you like sons and give you a desirable land, the most beautiful inheritance of any nation. I thought you would call me father and not turn away from following me. But like a woman unfaithful to her husband, so you have been unfaithful to me, O house of Israel. Return, faithless people. I will cure you of backsliding. Plough up the hard ground of your hearts, surrender your pride and your power, and change your hearts before the Lord, or my anger will burn like an unquenchable fire. And then you will be a living demonstration of what it means to rely on me when everyone around is telling you there's no point in doing so. See the great procession of saints through the ages, from every tribe and clime who take my name upon their lips. This is the intimacy I seek, and my greatest joy as loved ones reach out to me and to each other too, in the dance that continues right up to the steps of heaven's throne, in the song that abides forever.